Hello, and welcome to the Center for Crop Diversification podcast series. Today we're talking with Molly Stotts of My Father's Garden in Winchester, Kentucky, about her organic potatoes and garlic. Thanks so much for joining us, Molly. Would you tell us about growing potatoes?
Sure. The thing I like to think about potatoes is that my dad thought that they were the perfect food, and so we've always grown lots of potatoes because we like to be able to have them fresh in the summer and eat them all winter long. So we grow a lot of different varieties of potatoes. They're all certified organic. It's probably our most expensive crop because the difference between buying organic seed potatoes and regular conventional potatoes. We grow everything from Yukon Gold to Kennebec and a German Butterball. We have red potatoes, and we didn't grow any this year, but there's purple potatoes and blue potatoes, and there's just all sorts of nice potatoes that they have discovered that you don't see in the grocery store much anymore. We plant early in the spring. The traditional time to plant potatoes is on Good Friday, so we get as close to that as we can.
That's great.
We like to plant, we plant all at the same time, and we plant about, this year we planted about 140 pounds of seed potatoes.
Wow. And so how many potatoes will that turn into when they're grown?
Excellent yield is, I think, about 20 to 1, 20 pounds out of one. I know that we just measured the Yukon Golds because they're, there's a reason why Yukon Golds are so expensive in the grocery store, and that is because they don't have a great yield, but they're such a wonderful potato that everybody loves them. And we had about a 10 to 1 yield on our Yukon Golds.
Okay.
So that's not great, but it's not bad either, depending on the growing season.
Wow. That's really cool.
The Kennebecs, and there's a reason that they are more, that you see more Kennebecs in the grocery stores and that sort of thing, is because they do have a high yield and they're a nice big potato. So they're not quite as difficult and ornery as a Yukon Gold, but on the other hand.
Do you run into any pests or other growing barriers here in Kentucky growing potatoes?
The biggest barrier for potatoes in Kentucky is the potato bug. And we don't spray because we are organic, but we do a lot of squishing.
All right.
That's kind of gross, but that's what we do. And so I walk the potatoes on a daily basis and look for the larva, and we get rid of it as soon as we see them, and we don't have any problems.
Well,
in that
great.
Regards, we don't have to spray for any kind of pest. I think that I hear about scab and some other diseases like that, but we've never had that problem where we are.
So will you now tell us a little bit about the garlic that you produce?
That's another crop that I decided years ago to try when I really didn't know anything about what I was doing. It was before we were organic or before we were commercial. We started trying to figure out how to grow garlic, and it has evolved into one of our sort of name crops. People know us for our garlic around here, even though we're very small, and we grow anywhere between 10 and 15 different varieties of garlic.
Wow.
There are hundreds. It's another fairly expensive crop if you have to buy the seed every year, but we don't. We usually save our own seed, which is just basically getting the cloves out of the bulb and planting the cloves.
Okay.
Growing garlic from seed is a whole nother
ball game,
yeah. So growing garlic from the clove is basically what most people do. And you plant garlic in the fall and harvest it in June, late May, June, even early July, depending on the weather. And it's a crop that we just love to grow because we like it for its health benefits, and because we think it's wonderful.
That's great. So what kind of varieties did you grow this year?
One of the varieties that is real popular in Kentucky is called Music, and it's a hardneck. There's hardneck and softneck garlic. It's a basic two breakdowns. And Music is a hardneck variety that has a lot of nice heat to it. It at least on paper, has more healing properties than other garlics do. And it makes nice great big cloves. When you roast it, it has nice big cloves that you can squeeze out. It's like putting butter on a piece of bread. It's wonderful. Some of our customers and my family likes is one called German Red. And it's not as red as it is red for the heat. Mm-hmm. There's other milder varieties. Another favorite is Siciliano.
Bunch of different varieties. So what is the difference between a hard neck and a soft neck garlic?
Hard neck, if you open up the clove, is the easiest way to see it. Actually, the stem goes all the way down through the bulb so that when you break it apart, there's this hard stem that goes down through the bulb. And soft neck doesn't have that. It stops at the top of the bulb. On paper, hard neck has more flavor, but it doesn't store as well. Soft neck stores longer and is not quite as pungent and flavorful as a hard neck. It doesn't always prove to be true, but that's sort of a general, very general rule of thumb, is that soft necks store longer. I've had hard necks that store for a long time, and I've had soft necks that have lots of flavor.
Great. Do you just keep them in a cellar or in your refrigerator? Or
no, you don't ever refrigerate garlic. And there's a curing process when you first harvest it. It's funny, garlic, when it's growing, doesn't make cloves until the last minute. If you pull it too soon, it's still hard. It's just whole like a onion.
Oh, really?
And at the very, I mean, just literally the last few weeks before you start pulling, is it start developing those little cloves. So then when you get it out of the ground, then you put it in a really dry, that's the critical part, is making sure that it's very dry location. And I usually put it like in an enclosed area with a fan so that it dries really well. And then it cures for a couple of weeks before we actually start using it. So anyway, you store it in a very dry, preferably kind of a cool place, but not you don't want it cold at all, because it'll start to sprout. Another thing that's fun about garlic is in the early spring, before it makes its cloves or anything, it has a scape, especially the hardnecks, make a what's called a scape on the top of it, and it's like a little curlicue thing that comes up. It's actually the seed pod, and you can cut that and use it like chives or a green onion, and so that's a fun thing that you can use. So I know there's some folks that make a garlic scape pesto.
Yeah.
So we do that and we make our own garlic salt. And then we store it all winter long. And I just store it in a brown paper bag in a real dry, dark area.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for sharing all that information about your potatoes and garlic.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it and all your time. You take for us. So thanks so much for listening to this Center for Crop Diversification podcast series.